good. His mercy endureth forever and ever to all generations. So I will stand up and sing praise, hallelujah, for I know the Lord is good.
Welcome to the third edition of Dinosaur Science in the Bible with retired religion professor Dr. John Nay. Dr. John, what's in store for this week?
Well, we're going to address the question, how do we know there is God? Now, most of us have met someone that made the statement, there is no God. Well, God's word is pretty strong on this. Psalm 14, verse 1 says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Well, quoting that scripture to a non-believer, I don't know how far that would go to as far as sharing the gospel with that person. 1 Peter 3:15 says that we're called to give an account for the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. So how do we as Christians address the question, how do we know there is God? Well, I have an illustration that I don't know where I picked it up. It's many, many years ago, but I'm sure I got it from someone else. But it really, really helps answer this question, I believe, for the most part, to a non-believer, a person that believes there is no God. And the illustration's this. Let's say you're walking down a beach, and you're by yourself. No one with you. Tells you don't have much of a social life, perhaps. But anyway, you're by yourself. You're walking down this beach, and here on the sand, you see some stones arranged in the shape of a heart. And within the heart is you have Bill Loves Judy. And the question being, how would you suppose those stones got there? Now, I want to give you a story as far as how those stones may have got in that particular arrangement and see how you like it, Dave. Okay? It seems that somewhere in the neighborhood of about 2.1 billion years ago, this area was underwater. And as the waters receded, they left this stone, this stone, this stone, these three over here, the eye over the bill part stone, a couple stones like down here at the bottom. And then millions and millions of years later, a huge cyclone came through, vroom, roaring through, and it left this stone, this stone, and this stone. And then there were a couple kids, little cave boys that got in a fight, throwing rocks at each other, and one ducked and another stone landed over here. And then millions and millions of years, seismic activity, climatic conditions, and we have this heart, Bill Loves Judy. How do you like my story?
That's a little hard to believe, Dr. John. Come on, who do you think I am, huh?
Well, you use the right word, Dave, believe. Yeah, you choose to whether or not you believe it. You know, we choose what we believe, and we choose what we don't believe. But at any rate, how about a different story? Again, I've used this illustration for a long time. Matter of fact, here this last summer over in Antigua in the West Indies, this is how I would start the sessions with these stones in the sand, Bill Loves Judy, only I'd use people in the audience, you know, especially with the high school kids, you know, your name's George and here's Judy over here. And they had a lot of fun with that. But anyway, I'd use their names and ask them the question, how do you suppose these got to be that way? And without exception, someone would say, someone put them there. You know, now, the next question I ask relative to this is, would you still say someone put the stones there if you didn't see them do it? And of course, most people wouldn't even consider whether they saw someone put the stones there or not. They say, well, someone put the stones there. I've had one exception to this in 20 years of doing creation science, and I'm talking about interacting with individuals and with groups. I've only had one person say, well, you couldn't say it couldn't have happened in time and chance. And Dave, maybe it was a carnal nature, but I looked at them and said, it couldn't happen in through time and chance. But anyway, well, someone put them there. Well, next question, we go just a little bit deeper. Why would we say someone put the stones there if we didn't see them do it? Why do we say that? You know, and we take that to task and give it some thought. And I've had seven, eight-year-old kids figure this out. They wouldn't articulate it perhaps the way I might hear this morning, but basically saying the same thing. It shows a design. It shows an arrangement. And that arrangement that we see calls for an adequate cause. and climatic conditions, seismic activity, and all that, not adequate an adequate cause for the effect, the stones and the sand, Bill loves Judy. But a human to arrange the stones in that way, an adequate cause. You see, the cause must be equal to or greater than the effect. And we see the effect of things all around us every day, and they all call for a cause that is at least equal to that effect or greater than that effect. Years ago, I got out of high school finally and headed off to Yukon Territory. It's a long story, but I met a guy in an archery tournament, and he says, "What are you going to do when you graduate?" Well, being the intellectually articulate person I am, I said, "I don't know." So anyway, I packed it up. We headed to the Yukon. It was in 1961, 49 Ford, long story. But anyway, we finally got up to Yukon Territory. And I remember we stopped in a little sporting goods, and we bought a couple topographical maps. And we headed off to a lake that we'd found that was 7-8 miles off of the Alcan Highway, which at that time was nothing but dirt and gravel. Well, we hiked back to this lake, and we set up our camp. And we looked at our maps, and it was decided I'd head off to the north where a stream dumped into this lake, and he'd go the three quarters down around the south, cross another stream, and meet me at the northern end. So anyway, we split up. I got up to the northern end of this lake, and I was, of course, way ahead because he had three times the distance to go that I did. And I'm standing out there in water about thigh deep fishing. And I looked down at my feet while I'm fishing there, and there was this, which Dave can see this, you guys can't, but the bottom line is it's a knife. And I reached down and I picked up this knife, and I said, "You know, isn't that amazing? You know, over millions and millions of years, the pressure within the lithosphere, the crust of the earth, forced this iron ore between these rocks, you know, and then, the sediment in the river coming down and polishing and shaping this blade, and then, well, yeah, this is leather, this handle here. I would imagine there was probably a beaver came out to sun himself some afternoon. And maybe a storm came up, and lightning, and struck him in the back of the head, killed the beaver, flopped in the river, started rolling down the stream, and the rocks ripping at his coat. They tore his coat off, that flopped up on this rock, and it dried out. The birds picked away the flesh. Wind came up and blew the dried out fur belt into the river, and it got caught on the edge of this knife and rolled over and over millions of... I don't think so.
So the point is that, you mean evolution is unlikely as that?
Oh my, far more so.
Far more so, because we're so much more complicated than a knife.
Yes, we are. And all of the things found in this knife, everything that this knife is composed of, is within the environment, you see. But getting it all put together, when I picked this up, I said, someone either lost or...
Mudbone, Brock, and the crew. And before that, Los Lobos. Support for Two Lame Blues is provided in part by the Prescott Brewing Company at 130 West Gurley Street at Courthouse Square. The Prescott Brewing Company offers five flagship handcrafted brews with 11 fresh beers on tap. Prescott Pale Ale, Petrified Porter, Ponderosa IPA, Lodgepole Light Liquid Amber.
Which
also, zero trans fats in all of the deep-fried items on their menu. The Prescott Brewing Company, featuring a large menu adjusted seasonally. The Prescott Brewing Company, whose slogan is, it's always fun and friendly brewpub-style hospitality in the heart of downtown Prescott at 130 West Gurley Street at Courthouse Square. Hospitality Employee Night is on Monday night. That's the late night happy hour, seven nights a week. But Monday is Hospitality Employee Night. If you are a member of the hospitality industry, just come in, show them your ID, and you get the same rates that the Prescott Brewing Company employees get. Tuesday is brisket and a brew from 5 to 10. Wednesday, pitcher and pizza. Thursday is Thirsty Thursdays all day. And Margarita Madness Sunday. The late night goes on all seven nights of the week. Monday through, or Sunday through Thursday. What is it? Monday through Thursday? Monday through Friday? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Monday through Thursday, 4 to 6, happy hour. Cool.
What is
support also provided by Maury Lewis and his fine staff at Mountain Landscape Maintenance. More than 30 years of experience in the Prescott and Tri/Quad-Cities area. Call on Mountain Landscape Maintenance to provide care for your precious landscape investment on an annual basis. Mountain Landscape Maintenance provides consultation and inspection services, landscape design, irrigation, lighting, planting, and pruning services. Mountain Landscape Maintenance is an Arizona certified nursery professional whose slogan is, we do it once, we do it all, we do it right. Call 772-9303. That's 772-9303. For Mountain Landscape Maintenance. And just a reminder, in case you missed it, you know, if you had your head stuck in the fridge or you were outside having a smoke or, you know, whatever, and you missed the notice about the benefit auction and raffle for Laura Zwerdijk's son, it's going to be happening October 15th. That's this year from 5 until 8 p.m. 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. at Historic Bowler's Bar on Main Street in Camp Verde. All proceeds from the auction and the raffles are going to Josh Werdyke's college fund. Laura was able to get the family out of the house, but was not able to get herself out of the house, is how it was explained to me. And so they're helping out the family. And if you need more information, call 928-567-9983. And of course, a special account has been set up with the Bank of Arizona. Benefit auction and raffle for Laura's son Josh, October 15th at Bowler's Bar from 5 until 8 p.m. Main Street in Camp Verde. Jim Glass Band and Blues on Saguaro, instrumental piece for you now on Two Lame Blues. Somewhere.
I just wanna love you, baby, like you used to do.
Big Pete Pearson, and I mean big, from his One More Drink CD. Before that, the Jim Glass Band, Blues on Saguaro. You're listening to Tulane Blues, the eclectic blues jukebox of North Central Arizona with Dan Seaman on publicly supported KJZA 89.5 FM. Thank you very much. Drake Williams Honest, Prescott Cottonwood Flagstaff, Arizona, with studios high atop the Compass Bank Building on East Gurley Street, historic Prescott, in partnership with NPR member station KJZZ in Phoenix. Yeah, I was just thinking about it. It takes me a while sometimes, but we're kind of like the wrap-up show, you know, for the local programming over the weekend here at KJZA, and that's, I think that's a fairly prominent spot in the lineup, and it has just a lot of responsibility because I need to leave you with the proper impression so that next Saturday you'll start, you know, tuning in on the local programming and stuff. So, wow. Is it working? Support for Tulane Blues provided by a bunch of great folks. I was talking about some of them earlier. And, of course, Maury and Mountain Landscape Maintenance, the Prescott Brewing Company, the Four Corners family of restaurants, El Gato Azul and 129 and a half. And I'm sorry, Dave. I was just trying to wing it, just, you know, pulling it out of my head. The Newman Gallery down on Whiskey Row. Weather forecast is being brought to you by
Dave.
GMR Performance, as fast as you want it. Now, Steve and Robert and the gang, I'm not sure if Michelle made it over there or not. We're supposed to be over at the Smoke Out West. And they've been doing these scrapyard dog kind of bikes and things. But they're like fast, very fast. The kind where, you know, you probably ought to have a seatbelt so you don't fly off of them. And, you know, I mean, it's central in northern Arizona, folks. It's almost always riding weather unless it is actually snowing and sticking on the ground or it has rained or melted and there are ice spots and things like that. And I'll try to keep you updated, you know, on some of those things. But the weather forecast is not going to work for the folks that are listening to this show because it's recorded today and it's being broadcast not right now. Right now you're hearing it. It's live. But this show will be recorded and broadcast next Sunday morning early. So disregard the weather forecast if you're listening between 2 and 5 on Sunday in the a.m., okay, if you're even paying attention at that point. It's supposed to get nice. Yeah, it was supposed to in the Prescott area mid 60s, so that means Flagstaff was probably low to mid 50s, Camp Verde low to mid 70s. Today was my guess. A lot of folks actually wearing their leathers while they're riding to keep warm instead of just the summer fashion statement, which I think it's so funny because the mascara and foundation seems to melt off of so many of those gals' faces while they're fashioning in their new leather. But folks were out there actually wearing the leather because, doggone it, it was chilly out riding in the wind. Tomorrow, in the Prescott area, mid-70s. Cool, which will probably be low 80s over in the Verde. And mid-60s up in the Flagstaff area. So that's the weather from GMR Performance. Check them out. They're over on the 500 block, or the 400 block of South Montezuma Street, 421. Very unpretentious little place where...
The question, you know, saying matter's eternal, when matter can neither be created nor destroyed, first law of thermodynamics. Second law of thermodynamics, that all matter decays or runs downhill. It's not good science. Plus, I don't believe it's good Bible as far as the Big Bang. So anyway, the question as far as where God came from, again, we'll do probably a whole program on that sometime.
Yeah, it seems to me that the theory of evolution...
I'm gonna bring it on. I think about the good times I once have had. So him hard but glad.
Both.
I think about the way you love me too.
Faith.
Bet your life I'm coming home with you. Baby. Baby,
you take.
I'm on brand.
There.
I got my load.
Are you?
Conductor Hollis, all aboard. I'm gonna take my seat.
Out.
Railway back. Watch this train move down the track. Baby.
There's McLeod taking us out. You've been listening to Tulane Blues, the eclectic blues jukebox of North Central Arizona, with your host, Prescott poet Dan Seaman. Join me here every